David, what will this latest move mean for farmers and smaller owner-operator drivers?
Look, it's good news and common sense that the tribunal needs to be disbanded and its two decisions need to be overruled, just for the mere fact that it gives certainty to the owner-operators out there who are working in the transport industry, let alone to prevent skyrocketing costs for agriculture. One of the grounds that we were against the tribunal and their decisions were because it wasn't creating a level playing field. It was actually distorting the market, both preventing clear market signals for how we can move goods, but then also no surety about the actual costs of moving those goods.
We do need to have our roads safe. So do you feel this national heavy vehicle regulator will be able to pick up the rest of the things that need to be done here?
So I'm not really sure exactly how they're going to structure the heavy vehicle regulator to take on some of these tasks. I think when we talk road safety, we definitely have to look at making sure that we look after the owner-operators within the industry, but also we need to look after the assets that they use. So that's the roads, making sure that the roads are appropriately funded and ensure that they've got safe working conditions to drive their trucks in.
Would you like to see more done to improve the road conditions for farmers in Victoria?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's one of our major underfunds in our whole infrastructure consortium in Australia. The one component that seems to always give local councils, state governments and also federal governments the most grief is roads, making sure we've got the appropriate roads built to the appropriate specs for the appropriate vehicles.
David, on another note, how are farming conditions looking overall in Victoria at the moment?
At the moment, the whole of Victoria is very dry. There's not too many areas that aren't crying out for a decent autumn break. The Bureau has promised us that the El Niño has disappeared and broken down, and we should be due for either a normal weather pattern, if not a slightly wetter weather pattern for the rest of this year, winter and spring. That's giving a lot of producers hope, but yet until it happens, that's all it is. We'll have to learn from this dry spell that we've had and making sure that we've got government policies in place for when we do have another stint like we've just had, so to make sure that we can get water to the right places for livestock, that we get our irrigation allocations correct so that water doesn't go through the roof like we're seeing, and also that we know who's got the lead in different areas would also help for the future planning around such events.